This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
To their leads. Here they go. The pitch hit deep in the air. Right field and down the line and gone for a home run. Three-run homer, Pete Crow Armstrong, right down the line and right. I had to wait to make sure it stayed fair. Gone by plenty. Cubs lead 5-2.
Pat Hughes blasting that home run yesterday by Pete Crow Armstrong, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, is it going to stay in? Yes, it is. And the Cubs go on to beat the White Sox by a final score of 13-3. I am Mark Grody here for about another 45 minutes or so, and then we'll go to Wrigley Field and bring you the Cubs game, Cubs and Sox, game two. Pregame gets cooking at 12:45 with Zach Zaman. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will have the call here in just a little bit. It is all brought to you by The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We are waiting on Paul Sullivan. He is going to join us here in just a little bit, probably doing some, maybe talking to one of the managers. It's stressful, man, when you're covering both teams, as I did many a times in my reporting career, when you usually have a little bit of backup, but I remember just going running back and forth between the dugouts at Wrigley Field and U.S. Cellular Field, whatever it was, Guaranteed Rate Field, Comiskey Park 2, all of its different, the rate, all of the different manifestations of the games. Yeah, you just want to do it right when you're a reporter, and you want to make sure there's some balance, and you want to make sure you're getting the best possible stuff. But one of the cool things is, you know, if you're within the same company, each other kind of has each other's back. So we're waiting for Sully to get in. Good chance for me to clear it up. It truly is Saturday suckage today. Yeah, John Elway dissed Baltimore, the Baltimore Colts, who then became the Indianapolis Colts. That was the team that he dissed. Eli Manning was the only one to diss San Diego, and both went on to have obviously great careers, especially what John Elway did. And this is all in the name of Caleb Williams and what could have happened if he had left here or dissed the Chicago Bears and ended up. This city is not the one you want to mess with. This is not a guy that you want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not the city to mess around with. Apparently, Carl was completely comfortable in doing that, but God bless Caleb Williams. He was not comfortable in any way, shape, or form doing that, and that's why, ultimately, although there's still many questions to be asked, and the article is fascinating and interesting, and fascinating and interesting is what we try to do here at The Score, and the actual consequences that come from it, and that is that the Caleb Williams is worse off for having spent a year in which apparently he wasn't properly developed in many ways. And again, like I've said this a couple of times already. This doesn't dissolve him of everything. Like, Caleb Williams obviously had his own issues, things that he still has to clean up and be better at. He is not completely excused by any of this, but obviously to a large part, or to some parts, he is excused to all of it. Week one for the Chicago Bears, they will be hosting the Minnesota Vikings. And I do have the Chicago Bears, because we're talking, so because Caleb wanted to go to the Vikings, apparently, go play with Kevin O'Connell. I do have the Bears winning that game on Monday Night Football, even though the Bears were 0-2 against the Vikes last year, had the Parker Romo overtime kick in that game for the Vikings. But hey, man, I don't know if JJ McCarthy is going to be good to go, just coming off the injury. Sam Howell's on. Could they be going up against Sam Howell in week one? And even if JJ McCarthy is ready to go, will he be full blast by that point? So I do have the Bears winning game one against the Minnesota Vikings, which will take on a new life because of some of the revelations that have come from this article, this ESPN article, which was a book. And then week two at the Detroit Lions at noon. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be the Chicago Bears' first loss of the season. I just wanted to do those two division games. And I could unveil some more of it. We did this exercise a couple of nights ago. Marshall Harris and Adam Szczynski and I did it. We went through every single game. But yeah, I did have the Lions game. Look, it's going to have some effect that Ben Johnson is no longer there, that Antoine Randle-L is no longer there, that Aaron Glenn is no longer there. They'll figure it out. Talent rises to the top. I think that organization has shown that they are a very good organization who can overcome all that. But we'll get into more of the football later. I am being told that we get to go back out to Wrigley Field right now. Now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is the Chicago Tribune's Paul Sullivan, CircaLasVegas.com. Sully, what's happening, brother? How are you?
How you doing, Groat? Sorry I'm late. I was in the middle of an interview with someone, so I'm kind of late, but I'm here.
It's okay. It's Saturday suckage, man. I mean, things happen on this show. We just a lot. Do you care to tell us who you were speaking to, or is it super secret stuff for the Chicago Tribune?
I don't think it's super secret. I was talking to Carter Hawkins about Matt Shaw, and hit another two home runs last night. I think he's had four in a couple games, and just wondering where the hell he is. Get him up here.
So what did he say? Is he coming up? Because I've had people texting me since I've been on the air asking me about him. When's he going to be back?
Well, of course he's not going to tell me, but he did say probably sooner rather than later. So I can imagine him coming up for the next road trip. I think it's where they're in Cincy next, or Miami.
Yeah, I think it's Miami. Trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So I could see him next week at some point.
Do you know if he changed anything in terms of his swing? Did he adjust, or is he just playing better?
Major changes, but he definitely has kind of toned down the leg kick. If you probably look on Twitter, there's probably some videos, but he has done that. And I think it's just a matter of getting more confidence. And, you know, when they did bring him up to start the season, he really hadn't played that much in spring training because of that oblique thing. So, you know, they tried to get Bregman. That didn't work. So they were kind of stuck. They put him on the team. It didn't work out. And he really didn't get a really long shot, honestly. But I think they thought they wanted to, you know, get him some confidence in himself. And looks like he's done that with four home runs in two games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, and, like, you know, there's been plenty of times where the development hasn't been there for players. But, like, with what Shaw is doing, and hopefully he'll sprout at the major league level. Yeah. And then you have Pete Crow Armstrong, who they had to send back down yesterday. I guess you got to give the Cubs a little credit for what's happened with PCA, too.
Yeah, I mean, PCA last year, I think it was, I don't know, spent about 2 weeks maybe when they sent him down and came back up. And he still struggled for a long time, but now he looks like, you know, an all-star at the very least. And, you know, hard to believe, but definitely MVP consideration at this point. So
wow.
Yeah, it's really stunning because he just – you look at him, you don't think power. And 12 home runs since April 12th, it's really impressive. Probably one of the better power streaks I've seen since Sammy.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, and he's hitting – 370 over his last seven games. Like, it's funny you say MVP because I'm just thinking, is he going to be an all-star starter here? But yeah, it's like you're right. I mean, the way he is hitting, and
at the very least, he'll be in the game. And it's probably up to Cub fans whether he starts or not. But you know, really, if I can't think of anyone else who would start ahead of him right now.
Yeah, and like he's starting to get, like the nation is starting to catch on. I mean, I don't know that he's a household name. Or maybe he is. What do you think? Like, is PCA?
No, I don't think he is because they're not on national TV as much. And, you know, really, we're only in the middle of May.
Yeah.
But, you know, got 12 home runs, 35, 36 RBIs, 12, 13 steals. I mean, that's like 40 kind of hitter. So. It's just weird to say it and to think it because it just happened so quickly. But, you know, this is kind of how it was for Chris Bryant 10 years ago when he came up. And, you know, it does happen to players. Sometimes things just click and there you are.
Yeah, right. And it's like the idea that he's hitting the home runs as we're talking about, like even PCA, I don't know if you know, in the locker room the day he was asked about who he is as a hitter, and he's like, I don't really know yet. Like, I think he's even surprising himself to some degree.
I think he is. I mean, he was always confident and, you know, sometimes to the point of being very cocky, but you know, it's hard to argue with what he's done. I like him in the leadoff spot. Doesn't sound like Council's going to leave him there when Ian Happ comes back. You know, he downplays it. I've been asking him this for 2 years now. And I can understand that, you know, he's not a guy that takes a lot of walks. He, you know, he has some strikeouts. So maybe you want a more of a high on base guy in the leadoff spot like Ian Happ usually is. But, man, that speed, having that speed up there and the chance to just put your team ahead in the first inning with a home run, it's just I don't know. It's just really enticing, I would think. And I know you don't want to insult Ian. He's a very good leadoff hitter. But, you know, this guy, Ian can hit anywhere. I would just love to see PCA stay up there when Ian comes back.
Yeah,
like I
mean,
it doesn't sound like they will.
Yeah, I just want to see him see a few more pitches because that first, like, I don't really care about the other times that a leadoff hitter bats, but that first at bat of a game, we saw it with Dexter Fowler so many times where he'd see right, and it would just set the pitcher off on a bad track. And although PCA did hit his 3-run homer on a 3-2 count yesterday.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're old enough to remember when Rick Monday did it with the Cubs, and that was such a shocker back then, like to put a guy with some power in the leadoff spot. And I can't remember how many home runs he hit that first year, but, you know, he certainly kind of added another dimension to his career, and then he saved the American flag. So, you know, they had to trade him to the Dodgers where he became a icon there. So, I like a leadoff guy that can hit home runs, steal bases. It's a rare thing, and it's just kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, the only other example, I didn't see a lot of the Rick Monday, but I know the history of Rick Monday and all of that you're talking about. Yeah. But one thing I do remember is when, you know, because you do see teams around of major leagues using power guys to lead off these days. I remember when it was, maybe you were there, I think it was in Pittsburgh, maybe, walk into the Cubs clubhouse And in 2015, and Joe Maddon has Kyle Schwarber leading off. And it was kind of we all kind of laughed at it because, is this a sort of a novelty? And we know that he would play, he put Anthony Rizzo up there. That was a joke. But the Kyle Schwarber thing was real. Ultimately, unfortunately, it didn't work out for the Cubs and Schwarber at the time. But we've seen many teams doing that since. And Joe Maddon was one of the first to do it.
Yeah, and remember Schwarber even got sent down as well.
Yes.
It works. I mean, Ohtani, he leads off sometimes, a lot of times, when Mookie's not there. It just adds something to the game where, you can start off with a home run that can give you the lead. And it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I love it. But, I understand what – Ian can hit a home run, too. It's just it just makes it more exciting, I think, if PCA was there.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And he is, in theory, going to get, more bats than anybody throughout the game. And obviously, if this game, he is to be an MVP candidate, you want that. Paulie, now I heard rumors that set the stage a little bit out there. Can you tell, is the wind blowing in? A couple texters are telling me the wind is blowing in today. Have you been able to get a read on that yet?
When I got here, they've taken a lot of the flags down. I think it was because of yesterday's dust storm or something.
Oh, yeah,
but
dust storm.
But the only flag are the ones that are permanently attached, and they seem to be blowing in when I got here, but now it seems like they're blowing out to right field.
Okay.
So I would say good day for left-handed hitters with top. And, it's pretty brisk too.
Yeah.
Home runs. I'm watching White Sox BP right now, and they've hit quite a few home runs. So,
how many has Miguel Vargas hit in batting practice?
I haven't kept score, but no, he's looking good. He's looking really good now. A lot of us gave up on him after that trade and said it was a bust, but you got to admit he's pulling his weight now, so if he can play like this, then the trade's looking better and better.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Shane Smith has been great for the White Sox. Unfortunately for him, he got hit up a little bit. Only one earned run, 6 runs on his watch. That opened things up. It was interesting. I thought one of the cool little parts of the game yesterday was these two wide-eyed pitchers, Cade Horton and Shane Smith, dealing with Cubs-Sox pandemonium and the wind blowing out, watching those two guys. And I don't think either of them had seen anything like that.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I thought it was a good move to put Cade Horton in on the first Cubs-Sox game. I think Shane was already on schedule anyway, so he was going to be there. But, I like those kind of matchups. And, today's a big one. Sean Burke pitching for the Sox. Matt Boyd's the Cubs. The Sox don't want to get swept. The Cubs really, I think, fans at this point, if they don't sweep the Sox, they're going to be very disappointed.
Yeah.
So it's a nice day. So no dust yet. So looks good.
Hey, what did you think?
How's your car, man?
What's that?
How is your car? Just covered?
Luckily, my car was covered, but man, I walked out of here. I was at Prudential yesterday. I walked out of here about 7 o'clock and walked in downtown Chicago, and it was like loaded with people, obviously, on a Friday, on a beautiful day. Everybody was talking, but looking up, taking pictures, rubbing their eyes. It was like we're really, I'd never been part of something like that in Chicago. And I know we had some dust, like maybe a couple of years ago, we had something similar, but I don't remember that one as well.
Yeah, I've seen them in Arizona during spring training a couple times, but yeah, it's just hard to believe it would happen in Chicago, which, as we know, is not in a desert. So, you got to wonder what was in that dust. A lot of fertilizer, a lot of probably some toxic dirt,
Man.
Who knows?
Yeah, I felt like, I don't know if I'm just paranoid, but I feel like my eyes are still itching right now.
No, mine too.
Yeah.
No, it was bizarre, but That's Chicago.
Yeah, it's Chicago. I got to ask you one more question. I probably should have left a little more time for this, but
yeah, because they're kicking me out of the dugout.
Oh, are they? Okay, because I was going to ask you about Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson getting out of jail. Are you happy that they did? Are you cool with those two being out of jail? And would you vote for them in the Hall of Fame, or would you need a much longer time to discuss this?
Yeah, Pete Rose, I would not. I understand the argument for people saying, you know, he's paid his price. Shoeless Joe, you know, throwing a game, probably not. But if Pete Rose gets in, he should get in, because if Pete Rose gets in, then you're saying that the rules really didn't apply.
Mm.
And there's a statute of limitation on, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't think Trump should have been involved, honestly. It kind of made it look tainted to me that Trump was involved. But, you know, that's a whole other story. So
it is. Well, get out of the dugout. I don't want you to get in trouble, man.
Yeah, I don't want to get kicked out of Wrigley Field before a Cubs Sox game.
All right, buddy. That's Paul Sullivan.
Right.
See you, man. Yep. That is Paul Sullivan from the Chicago Tribune coming to us from the Cubs dugout. How about that? And he said the wind was blowing in from right field. So we'll see, man. We'll see if Miguel Vargas and PCA continue to put on a show in front of all the fans out of Wrigley Field. I'll fire through a few more of these games on the Bears schedule. When we return, we take our final break here on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Score.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thank you. Cubs and Sox coming right up. Zach Zabeman will have your pregame at 12:45, 1:20. First pitch, Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will be making the call. Always, always good listening to those guys. Some text messages here from 708 312-644-6767. If you want in, man. Rick Monday hit a whopping 32 home runs in 1976. Good call by Sully. Great job, Mark. Great show. It's been an okay. I feel like I could do better. I don't feel like I've had my best show today, but I appreciate that. Another Rick Monday text backing up that previous texter. 630, the worst dust storm we had in the last 50 years was on May 31st. 1985. Okay. There was another one very recently. Was it last year? But yesterday was something, man. Just a wild day in our city. 260, Bobby Bonds hit leadoff for the Giants. That's another good call. So yeah, there have been some guys, powerful guys that have led off. I mean, Ricky Damn Henderson, right? I mean, I know. How about that? Now that I'm thinking about Ricky Henderson. All right, you ready for this? Is Ricky Henderson a comp for PCA? Is that the kind of baseball that he plays? I mean, I know, like, you're thinking about Ricky Henderson, like, Ricky Henderson, man. the power that guy had. I mean, and he was built differently. Like Ricky Henderson was all muscle, all muscle, and PCA just doesn't look the part. But I know we've used some comps in the past. I mean, he was comp to Billy Hamilton at one time, PCA. Like when none of us really knew, because he's that fast and can affect games and obviously plays terrific defense, just like Billy Hamilton did. So now I'm starting to change my comp a little bit. And I can think about that Ricky Henderson thing that I just came up with. From the 630, the wind is blowing straight away right field at 20 miles per hour. I think I said blowing in. So this is why I'm having a bad show today. I've just said so many things that have been wrong. Yeah, and there's another texter, too, another person saying Ricky Henderson. So you and I are on the same page there, 773. I mean, that PCA, is he the next Ricky Henderson? Oh, my God. Nico Horner should be leading off, says somebody. There's not enough pop going on with Nico right now. Like, and I get it. Like, he'll see pitches and all that, but he's got a pretty active bat as well in terms of his want to swing the bat. 630. This is back to the Caleb Williams stuff. Wish Caleb would have held out. He's not even a top five rookie quarterback. Not sold on him. That's okay. I understand. Like it was a rough year, man. I mean, I was even talking about this yesterday. Like if you remember back in training camp, it was a tough training camp for him. But what kept everything going, I think, for them and for like in my reporting was a lot of times during training camp practices, you'd see some bad things from him, but there were usually one or two moments where you'd be like, okay, wow. Like, I see what's going on. Look at the arm strength. Look at the accuracy. Look what he's trying to do. But I will say there was more bad than good in training camp last year. Love this text, 815. Hadn't thought about this. How much fun would it be if PCA joins the USA team in the World Classic of Baseball? Oh, yeah, man. He'd fit right in with all that. That would bring some flair to the Americans.
He should get that star back on his hair
oh,
again.
Oh, yeah.
The bleach blonde and then just yes. A blue star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're allowed to, PCA. You could definitely grow the hair back, the whole thing, if you want to do that. Let's see if there's anything else good here. I don't understand. Oh, here's another Nico one. This is to my point earlier. I don't understand why Nico has zero power. Not a homer in a month and a half. He's not a small guy. Can anyone explain? That's above my pay grade. I'll tell you what. I've had the same thought myself about Nico Horner because you look at him. You're right. Like he's a pretty muscular guy himself. It's obviously the swing, and it's hard to explain. Like that's a great call because PCA doesn't have it. I mean, he like in terms of the body, like slim, looks like your classic little guy who's going to play small ball and all. He's built like Scott Podsednik, you know. And then you have somebody like Nico Horner, who's pretty jacked up, and he's not hitting home runs. So obviously, there's not always a correlation. It's you know swing path, it is bat speed, a lot more that goes into it. And obviously, PCA is generating a whole hell of a lot of that when he is up at the plate. You should each predict a worst case and then a bad case prediction, or worst case and best case prediction for the Bears this season. Wow, that's isn't it pretty obvious? Like, best case is winning a Super Bowl. Worst case is your quarterback gets injured. And then, hey, here comes Tyson Bagent. Here he comes. I mean, I hope that Tyson Bagent does really well if he was to come in. Let's see if there's anything else here. All right, back to the Bears schedule. I told you, I'll give you the lead. The Bears are going to be 9-8 this year, by the way. I don't know if that means that they're going to be in the playoffs, but they are going to have a 9-8 record this season going through all the games. I told you the Bears are going to beat the Vikings in week one, lose to the Lions in week two. I'm sorry, the Bears are going to lose to the Dallas Cowboys at home in week three. Dallas always has their bleep together, it feels like, early on in the season. And they always have a ton of talent to go along with it. So undeniable talent. So I think that that they're going to beat the Bears that day. The Bears will win at the Raiders in week four, despite the Geno Smith, Ashton Gentry, Brock Bowers, Max Crosby, and then the bye week in the week five. And I'll just give you one more for now. You'll have to go back to the Odyssey app earlier this week to get the full extravaganza. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're going to lose at Washington on Monday Night Football. Although my dream is that Tyreek Stevenson has a pick six to win the game. Can you imagine that? Or like worst case scenario, if you want to go back to that texture, worst case scenario, he gets an interception at the end and then hot dogs it to the last 5 yards and fumbles it. That's probably what would actually happen if we're living in a Bears world. But this is the new Bears. This is the Ben Johnson Bears, damn it. Things are different. It's all going to be different. I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. I'm going to go home and watch the Cubs game. I'll be back on Monday with Marshall and Layla. So I'll be on from 10 to 2, talking more Bears and Cubs, White Sox, and the whole thing. Thank you to Patrick Finley for coming on the show. Thanks to Paul Sullivan. Had a great conversation with him. Thank you to Tyler Farengel for producing this here show. I am Mark Grody. Talk to you guys later. Cubs baseball is next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Grody, what's up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.